You're listening to SBS News.
More than 5,000 Australians were targeted in COVID-19 related scams this year. A digital footprint via QR code check-ins has fast become a new part of people's social lives. Contact tracers rely on scanning technology to locate and isolate potential contacts of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Experts warn that if we don't know where we are leaving our digital data, we could be exposing ourselves to risk. University of New South Wales cybersecurity expert Kate Carruthers says when it comes to commercial or privately owned QR applications, there is little regulation to prevent data from falling into the wrong hands.
Well, every company is subject to the privacy legislation for their own jurisdiction. But the trouble with many of these companies is they may not be in our jurisdiction, so you don't know where they are. They could do anything with your data, they could be anywhere in the world, and you have no idea who or what they are.
Australian regulatory body, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, says scammers are capitalising by impersonating government agencies, often via text message with a malicious link designed to steal personal and financial information. More than 5,000 coronavirus-related scams were reported to monitoring service ScamWatch this year, costing Australians more than $6 million. ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard says COVID-19-related scams were mostly based on financial support offers or fraudulent contact tracing calls.
Scammers pretending to be government officials and either approaching you saying that they could help you access your benefits and seeking a whole range of personal information, or contacting you pretending that you've been in a COVID-affected area and then again asking for personal information. And that's the thing that people need to be most concerned about. If someone contacts you out of the blue, you never really know who they are. Scammers are absolutely expert at pretending to be other organisations. So do not give them personal information. Do not give them financial information.
Ms. Rickard recommends that those on the receiving end of calls and text messages hang up the phone and contact the organisation directly.
When the government contacts you, they're not going to be asking for a whole range of personal information. They're not going to be asking for credit card numbers, bank account details. If you think something's legitimate but you're just not sure, then don't respond to the SMS or the phone call you've got out of the blue. Get the phone number or the contact details for the organisation, call them and check with them directly.
28 scams this year were directly linked to the use of QR codes with losses exceeding $100,000. To combat legal issues with commercial QR codes, states and territories across Australia, except for Queensland, have a government-based app available. In New South Wales, all venues will be required to make the switch on the 1st of January. In terms of privacy, Kate Carruthers says it won't make much of a difference because the government already has access to this level of personal information.
These state-based apps are much better because you at least know the entity who's providing the QR code. For example, in New South Wales, it takes you to Service New South Wales, which is a reputable state-based agency. I really do think that venues should be trying to use the state apps because A, it makes it easier for the contact tracers because it's all in the one place. And B, the state government's already got all your data anyway if you've set up a business, so they don't have anything that they don't already have. And it's keeping your data from your customers safer than it could potentially be for some random private provider.
The ACCC has warned Australians need to be aware of risks because COVID-19-related scams won't be going away in the new year. Delia Rickard says vaccines will be the next big target.
In 2021, I think we will see a range of scams that are paying off vaccines, pretending to be access to vaccines earlier at a very cheap price. They will be a scam. There will be official sources to get vaccines from, so don't follow up on the internet. And also, I'm sure we're going to continue to see a large number of online shopping scams because people have moved online in a way that they haven't before, and scammers are taking advantage of that. You know, this won't be solved in the next month or two, and people will be continuing to really prey on our concerns around COVID, and there will continue to be phishing scams where they're seeking your personal information under the guise of helping you, whether it's to access benefits, to tell you about where COVID is, all of those sorts of things.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.